This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, February 12th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The United Nations Human Rights Council recently made public a letter it sent to the president of Algeria, Africa, last December. The letter calls out Algeria for its human rights violations of closing Protestant churches. Authorities have shut down over 60 churches since 2018. This includes 49 churches from one particular Protestant organization in Algeria. The UN letter called on authorities to, quote, investigate any violation committed against Protestant church leaders and to identify and punish any responsible person, end quote. Mexico's 2020 census revealed that the Protestant population of the country increased to 11.2% last year, up from 7.5% in 2010. The number of Roman Catholics in the country has decreased from 98% to 77% over the last 70 years. Since the 1970s, Protestantism has increased from almost nothing to 19%, while Roman Catholicism has decreased from over 90% to 69%. Pew Research found that 41% of U.S. adults have experienced online harassment. Of those, 19% say they were targeted for their religion, up from 12% in 2017. White evangelicals were the largest demographic to say they were harassed online for their religion at 29%. Last month, President Joe Biden rescinded the Mexico City policy, reopening global funding for the murder of unborn babies. However, voices across Africa are pushing back. Obionuju Akaucha, president of Culture of Life Africa, released a video called, quote, "A Message to President Biden, The Unified Voices of Africa," end quote. The video shows how Africans want help with actual problems like clean water, education, and government, not abortion. Listen.
We appeal to Joe Biden, please do not sponsor abortion in Africa.
I would like to use this opportunity to plead with the incoming U.S. President Joe Biden not to sponsor abortion in Africa.
We all deserve the right to live. I stand against the funding of abortion in Africa.
Please help us. Don't kill us.
Now, here's the president of Culture of Life Africa.
There you have it. Help us. Don't kill us. This is the voice that is resounding across the continent of Africa. This is the unified cry that is in the hearts of the people in the various African communities. People who know all the needs within their communities. People who know the devastating effects abortion will have on their communities. People, in fact, who reject abortion from the point of view of their cultural heritage and their faith. The Africans do not want abortion.
Proverbs 24, verse 11 says, "Deliver those who are drawn toward death, and hold back those stumbling to the slaughter." A new Gallup poll found that American satisfaction with 7 broad aspects of the way the country functions is collectively at its lowest in 2 decades. These aspects include satisfaction with the overall quality of life in the U.S., assessments of government, corporate and religious influence, and perceptions of the economic and moral climates. Overall satisfaction is at 39%, down from 53% last year and 62% in 2001. For the first time, the poll found that less than half of Americans are satisfied with the influence of organized religion. The Biden administration withdrew a rule that required American schools and universities to disclose their connection with the Chinese-based Confucius Institute. Many of the institute's directors are also members of the Chinese Communist Party. The rule was originally established by the Trump administration. And finally, Eric Schwamm, an Austrian man, died last month at the age of 90. He left over $2 million to a French village that took in his family during World War II. Schwamm and his family took refuge in the French town after fleeing the Nazis because of their Jewish heritage. Later, the Holocaust survivor returned to Austria and made a fortune, but he never forgot about the sacrificial service of the small town. The town's mayor said the funds would be used for youth initiatives and education. Luke 6, verse 38 says, "Give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes, on this Friday, February 12th, in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.